This is Gene Lance on the Workers' Beat Extra.
The only reason people remember Jane Elkins at all is because she was officially the first woman ever hanged in Texas. Now, there probably were some women hanged before that, but they didn't keep record. And Jane Elkins actually had a trial. The trial transcript is down at the Dallas Public Library. You can read it. It has a little bit of background about Jane Elkins, primarily the accusation that she murdered a man named Wisdom. Mr. Wisdom had rented her, and he lived out in a certain part of Dallas area, at Farmers Branch, actually. And the trial transcript says a little bit about Jane, but not very much. And the most intriguing thing about this is that the trial transcript says very definitely that Jane Elkins had absolutely nothing to say. That always bothered me. I went down to the library and I got the transcript, and I thought to myself, how could a woman who had the courage to murder a white slave owner not have the courage to speak up at her own trial? And that's what led me to write the play, The Trial of Jane Elkins. It's only 7 minutes long. We performed it for the first time last week, and people really seemed to like it. One person said, "Do I like it? No. It's not a comfortable thing to listen to. But do I think it's important? Yes." So right after we performed it for the first time, we got three more gigs. We're going to be performing The Trial of Jane Elkins around Dallas, and eventually I think we'll make a video. While we were practicing, we made a short audio version of it. It's only 7 minutes long. Give it a listen, learn something about Jane Elkins, and see if you can answer some questions for yourself about it.
Don't be intimidated if you don't know anything about Jane Elkins. Hardly anybody knows about Jane. Like all slaves, she didn't even have a chance to know her own name. Perhaps she belonged to one of the Elkins families of Dallas, as we know there were several lawyers by that name in 1853. We do have a record of her being sold for $400 in 1846. Her trial for murder in 1853 valued her as $700, and she was accused of murder. Her only claim to being known for anything is that she was recorded as the first woman ever hanged in Texas. They hanged her in the middle of Dallas, where the old red courthouse stands today, and they buried her there. Her grave was desecrated, and her bones disappeared for all time. Almost nobody remembers Jane, up to now. And nobody has even asked the biggest question of all. Why?
Doesn't anybody want to know? Doesn't anybody want to know? Oh, I'm Jane Elkins of Dallas County. On the day of my death, for they're hanging me. They're clear on the story. They know all the facts. That I killed John Wisdom with the sharpened axe. Doesn't anybody want to know? When you hear my death screams and you hear my cries, doesn't anybody want to know? Doesn't anybody want to know? Doesn't anybody want to know why?
Hear ye, hear ye. The court is now in session. Judge John H. Reagan presiding. All rise. All rise.
I'm Judge John H. Reagan of Dallas County. I'm bringing justice throughout history. I'm fair to all white men, for they are my brothers. I'm famous for fairness, except for them others. Bring in Sheriff Trezevant C. Hall.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh,
I am the sheriff of Dallas County. I do what I want. Nobody stops me. Don't try to resist. Don't put up a fight. And I'll treat you fair, just as long as you're white.
Make him stop it, Judge!
Be seated.
Make him stop it, Judge! If you're so high and mighty, can't you make him take his hands off of me?
Now, you are the negress, Jane Elkins, and you are accused here of murder. Let the record show that you received a very fair trial here, that you did murder John Wisdom of the settlement nearby known as Farmer's Branch. How do you plead?
What?
Did you do it or not?
Kill Master Wisdom? Of course I did. Everybody knows I did. Ain't no secret. Doesn't anybody want to know what for? Doesn't anybody want to know what Master Wisdom did?
Tell us in your own words the last thing that happened.
The last thing that happened was that he went to sleep. He must have been having a very pleasant dream. All I did was to make sure he never woke up. What we need to talk about, Judge, what everybody needs to know is not the last thing that happened. What everybody needs to know is the next to the last thing that happened.
And is this here the axe that you used to murder Mr. Wisdom?
I'm not sure, Judge. There might be the axe. Let me see for a minute.
Get her, Sheriff.
Here she grabs for the axe and scares the judge and the sheriff half to death.
Get her, Sheriff. Now let the record show that you, Jane Elkins, are chattel property in Dallas County. Let the record show that your total value is $700. Let the record show that your legal and official owner is not objecting to this trial and my decision. Let the record show that you are rented to John Wisdom of Farmer's Branch, and that on the night of May the 1st, 1853, you did with malice and aforethought murder said John Wisdom with this well-sharpened axe. Do you have anything to say before I sentence you to be the first woman ever officially hanged in the state of Texas? Wait a minute, just before you even start, I'll let you know that we're not writing any of this down, because black people in Dallas in 1853 have no rights that any white man has to listen to. Let the record show that this negress has nothing to say and did not say anything. We will forget this Jane Elkins just the very minute that we hang her dead.
Doesn't anybody want to know? Doesn't anybody want to know?
Oh, I am the sheriff of Dallas County.
Want to know?
I'm Sheriff John H. Reagan of Dallas County.
Want to know?
Oh,
I'm Jane Elkins of Dallas County. On the day of my death, for they're hanging me. They're clear on the story. They know all the facts that I killed John Wisdom with a sharpened axe. Doesn't anybody want to know? When you hear my death screams and you hear my cries, doesn't anybody want to know? Doesn't anybody want to know? Doesn't anybody want to know why?
The whole idea of the play, of course, was to give voice to Jane Elkins. We don't believe she sat silently through her murder trial and then got hanged. We believe she had quite a bit to say. And so we did our best to give her a voice. And I want to thank James Kelly for playing the sheriff. his wife, Linda Coleman, for playing the narrator. And, of course, I play the judge. And the star, the one who really made this all worthwhile, was Olinka Green, playing Jane Elkins. We're going to be performing it here and there. If you're in the Dallas area, please come and see it. And if not, just wait till someday we'll get the video done, I guess.
This is Gene Lance on the Workers' Beat Extra.